Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Well, 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 good morning, Voices of Hope, family and friends. This is your host, Minister Kim, coming from NYC. Yes, I'm in New York today. I hope that you've had an amazing week with you feeling blessed, because you truly are blessed. We are living. We are alive. We're breathing. And it is the summer. I hope everyone had a phenomenal 4th of July weekend. If you traveled, you've made it back home safe. You got back into your routine, and all is well. For all of my babies who are attending, whether summer school or you're taking some additional classes to get ahead for next semester, cheers to you. I'm proud of you. Keep soaring. Keep doing what you need to do to improve who you are. And guess what? Our children are in camp. For those who are attending camp, we thank God for all the organizations that are open and have our children having some activities while we go to work. So that is a blessing. So we're really grateful. And for parents who felt the need to leave their children at home and just doing local things with them, cheeros to you too. Amen. It's about the family. We are all God's children, and I'm so grateful that we're doing something for the summer. Something happened this week, truly, truly. Let me tell you this. Something happened this week that was really unusual for me. Two of my colleagues, my friends, were out. One is out because they ill, so we want to keep Santa up in prayer. And the other one is out on vacation, which is normal, you know. School is out, time for vacation, spend time with your family. I enjoy that. I promote that. Amen. But I became very emotional. I became very tearful. I walked in my office, was working, and all of a sudden I looked around, and my girls are not there, not to my left, not to my right. And I felt the absence of them. And at first I said, you know, why is this happening to me? I don't understand. But then I think about the relationship that we have, the conversations. We have shared so much with each other. We've built a relationship outside of the workforce. So for those who have amazing coworkers, they have become your friends. Keep that relationship. It is so important. It is necessary for your life to have healthy, good, strong relationships. So I want to thank God for my friends. Amen. And especially to Melinda and Santa. I love you girls. Y'all are the bomb. And I can't wait to see you guys real soon. All right now. And if you feel like I feel, hit me up. All right? Area code is 347-857-1295. This is Real Talk today, right here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Today's topic is all about the family, as we just scale down and really horn into our family and make it fun. Make it fun. We like to make it fun throughout the summer months for you. Amen. As we also take vacation and just hit the streets, amen, do some awesome things in the community. So we encourage you to join us, to be a part of our fan page, to see what's happening, amen, by going to Facebook, The Morning Glory IVO Hope, amen. This week, family, it's just you and I, so please feel free to join the conversation by pressing the number one of you on the switchboard if you're driving or, you know, at the mall and you tuning in. Amen. We appreciate you this morning. Press that favorite button that I love, the number one, and let's just chat. Don't leave me alone out here, all right? Shout out to Radio Angel, amen, Kim, who is on her retreat, her singles retreat this weekend. And shout out to our co-host, Lady Latanya Rush, amen. And she is holding it down in the boogie boogie down Bronx. She's taking care of Auntie Brenda. So we thank you so much, so much, for a team, amazing team that does awesome things together and for each other. And especially for you who's listening in, amen, it is an honor for you to give us your ear, your time today. So it is amazing what God is doing. So let's have a conversation. I've been thinking about a few things, and with the situation that occurs in Louisiana and other places that never made the news, and you know there's some stuff that we never hear about but is going on, never made the news, but I believe if you haven't, you should start. What am I saying? I'm saying it is time for us to have a talk and to teach our families the importance of praying together. The word says, for where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them. Matthew 18:20. We need God to be in the midst of us daily. Some of us are dealing with some real issues, situations that outsiders have no idea. We try to keep everything a secret. We don't want the neighbors in our business. They noisy anyway. That's what we say. I can't tell mama because she'll tell auntie, and auntie will just, you know, tell me, I told you so. You know, we don't want to hear those things. But if we look at it the same way we feel about our issues, our situations, our circumstances, that it's too deep for us to discuss with others, then we ought to go to God. And I also feel that we should also do this with our children, with our family members, because they're feeling the same way. They're dealing with pressure, peer pressure. They're dealing with some new stuff that you and I never had to deal with because this culture kept it hidden, amen, or maybe our families kept it hidden. Maybe we were playing and just enjoying our childhood that we didn't see it. We wasn't exposed to it the way that our young people are exposed to homosexuality, transgender. You know, you don't know what your child is dealing with, whether they're in the school, whether they're in the community, whether they're in a church. We don't know what they are dealing with, but we do know the power of prayer. Huh? They also dealing with police brutality. There's all types of violence. They see it, they hear about it, and some of them have experience. They've had a personal contact with what I'm saying. So we ought to be praying. We ought to help them develop and to mature into the man, the woman that God has destined them to be. I'll take my hat off to them because they're trying to cope with so much and still birth the gifts and talent that God has given them. And the sad thing is that there's little resources. You're too busy working two or three jobs or doing you, and they're left alone to just try to figure things out. They're trying to decipher how to make the right choice, the right decision, which lane to go. Do I go left? Do I go right? It's difficult for our young people. It's difficult for us. So if we could just come together and flourish, build our family on a foundation of prayer, I believe that some of the stuff that we deal with, it'll be like rolling off of our shoulders, because God will give us the strength. He'll give us the wisdom. He'll give us the knowledge, understanding. He'll give us the discernment. He'll give us who we should share with besides him. He'll show us how to have a dialogue with our loved ones so that they don't make the wrong decisions. They don't be dealing with some issue and they go, I don't know how to handle this, so they get bullied in school or bullied in the community. You know what I'm talking about. So today, I believe that we need to develop, if you don't have one, a family tradition, something that we set as a standard in our homes, in our relationships with one another, that it can be a legacy. And if you already have that, well, hopefully these tips that we're going to talk about today will encourage you to go back. And if you need to tweet it, hey, tweet it. But I'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Remember, it's just me and you, and thank you for being with us today. God bless you. I'll be right back. Take over your life.
It's the new swag, baby. Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta work. Whoa. Why?
All right. Yes, this is the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with your girl, Minister Kim, calling from New York City. Yes, I am a New York City girl. Amen. I'm excited. I love the summer. Amen. Opportunity that we can really spend some time with our families. I want to talk to you, if you just join in reference to developing, creating a meaningful family tradition. And I want to talk about what it means and where am I going with this. And if we don't have time today to complete it, return on next week and we're going to do a part two. Amen. Because this is necessary for us to hear as well as apply to our families. Amen. Meaningful family traditions provide parents, you and I, with an invaluable tool for carrying out their divine responsibilities to rear children in love and righteousness, holiness. As families, we are responsible for the lives of our loved ones. Amen. Each other. You remember the scripture that says that you are your brother's keeper? Yeah, I believe that we are our siblings, our children. We are to keep them. We are to hold them up. We are to cover them. So as families establish and follow traditions, each family member becomes strengthened. Amen? And the family as a whole can grow in unity and love. Doesn't the Bible talk about unity and love, that love covers a multitude of sin, that unity brings strength? Amen? So God is saying to us today that it is important for us to come together, to be unified, to show love and build a family tradition where we do things, amen, and we share it with the next generation, that this doesn't just go miss. You know, you do it for a week, you do it for a month, you'd be like, I'll forget that. No, this is something builds, this is a foundation. That's the word. Thank you, Lord. This is going to be our foundation. This is going to set the atmosphere in our homes, amen. The family, a proclamation to the world, states that wholesome family recreation is important in building successful families by creating traditions that bring the family closer to God. Parents can strengthen the bond between family members, fortify commitment to God, and teach important principles they want their family members, their children, to understand and live by. What are family traditions? Yeah, we're going to talk about it today. Traditions are practices or beliefs that create positive feelings and are repeated at regular intervals. They are more than routines, which are ordinary everyday activities that require no special behavior and involve little emotion. Often traditions are handed down from generation to generation, but every family can create its own traditions as well. Some traditions are based on God's commandments, such as praying before meals. Others come from culture or ethnic lineages, such as serving dumplings on a cold winter night. Or, for me, you take a shower in the morning and you take a shower at night. Those things are important. I'm like, you get up, make sure you smell good before you leave. Before you lay down, make sure you smell good. Rest knowing that you have washed yourself off from the day. That's something that I do. Amen? The value of family traditions is traditions cultivate connections between immediate family members and between generations. There we go with connections. Amen? Unity. Bonding is so important. Family scholar Nick Snyder and John Dufresne says that traditions are the way that we are to go. We always, as a family, like to do things, but sometimes it is the parents, the guardian, or someone in charge that does not set the standards. I believe children like structure. I believe some of us adults, we don't like to admit it, but structure is important. So these individuals saying we always make time for what's important. It is so important. For them, sometimes it could be on a Saturday night movie night, a Saturday night Bible study. What is going to be the tradition of the family where you get close and you bond and you share? I don't know about you, but we have lost sight in just eating, sitting down in the evening and eat together as a family. Everything is microwavable. The food is microwavable. Your conversations are microwavable. We don't have time for this one. We don't have time for that one. Family, we in trouble. We got to get back to the foundation, to the core of what God stood for when he talked about family. When he began to create man, he created Adam and Eve, and they were there to till the earth, to take care of the earth. They had children, and God says to be fruitful and to multiply, but he always wanted us to be unified. He always wanted us to love one another. These are important things for us to pass down from one generation to the next. Hey, this is what we do on Saturday. Nope, mm-mm. If your friends want to come over, this is what we do. They can come and be a part of it. No, you can't go to Johnny's house tonight. We have to eat. You can do it afterwards. We don't put our foot down. Put your foot down. Stop allowing the children to dominate and control you. You are the parent. You're the one that's bringing in the bread. You're the one that's cooking the bread. You're the one that's dishing out the bread. Stop allowing them to be in charge. Let me slow down. Effective traditions promote a sense of identity and a feeling of belonging. Most of our young people are in trouble. They don't understand who they are. They're struggling with their identity, and they feel alone. They feel like they have no one to go to. This is why it's important for you to share family traditions, to create family traditions together and execute it. Don't just start 1 month and stop. Make it a foundation. Make it where you can't do this because this is what we do. You know this is what we do. And if, because guess what? Life happens. If there has to be a change in the schedule, remind them, look, I know I wasn't able to do this here. Maybe we had an emergency to do that. But guess what? Same time next week, we're back on schedule. You have to reinforce it, reiterate it. Let them know how important it is that you're looking for. Make it fun. Oh, my God, I can't wait to Saturday. I can't wait to have Bible study. I can't wait to hear about your day later on today. You got to have these dialogues and these conversations with your loved one. It is so important. All right, let's talk about the effectiveness once again. Setting, developing, creating family traditions promote a feeling of safety and security within the family by providing a predictable and familiar experience. It's an experience that they will enjoy. Initially, you might get the mouth, the lip, but it's okay. Allow them to express themselves in a respectful way, but tell them the reason. Share with them how important it is. Share the vision. Share what is necessary to keep y'all together as a family. Family members have something to look forward to when you give them something to do. It gives them a sense of assurance out of a hectic everyday routine. They look forward to sitting down, unwinding, breaking bread with you, studying the word, praying. They look forward to that. I don't know about you, but, you know, when I have my grandchild and I have my cousin over, we got to pray together. I'm like, pray, who praying tonight? And we take turns in praying. When you eat, break bread, you got to pray over your food. I don't care where we could be outside in a restaurant. We grab hands and we pray. Something that's vital and important. When I come back, we're going to continue because we need to know the value of our family traditions, and we got to get some tips before we close out today. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with your girl, Minister Kim, right here. I'm in the Bronx right now. I'll be back.
What's up, everybody? I'm your man, Norris J. And right now, I want to start a movement, an I-N-J movement. You see, in this day and age, our world, N-J. Our universities, N-J. Our youth, N-J. Our government, N-J. I-N-J. I need Jesus. So when you wake up in the morning, say I-N-J. When you're at work, say I-N-J. Wherever you are, and you feel like you need Jesus, say I-N-J. And remember, I-N-J, U-N-J, we all N-J. You heard it from N-J.
Ministry's my job. Something about my praise, it makes my problems dissolve. Now, I ain't nobody. I'm saying that because I've tried to compare myself to thy Father. Developed a personal relationship. Friendship, salvation was not on my to-do list. Cause my faithfulness, stewardship, now decency keeps me ministering frequently. Try to be obedient, faithful in my 10%. Skip my offerings and maybe drop a seed in. These are some of the things ye ought to do. I've had fight, flesh versus my spirit. I've lost a few, but in no way I'm no scale. My judgment holds no weight, and I can't send no saints to no heaven or no hell.
A little bit, your sin is a sin, but I ain't got a heaven or hell.
Loving, reproduces nothing. Burned a whole city, not pleasing in his vision. Can't turn away from him, only pray for him. Christians holier than thou, man, you seen them. Sunday they speak in tongues, Monday they cuss you out in English. They be in church, front row, miniskirts, ma'am. How you end up leaving with one of them deacons? Cause we don't know where these folks go when they doze close. Where they nose go, I know they ain't married.
All righty. I am back and welcome. If you're just tuning in to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope, this is Minister Kim. I am alone today, but guess what? I'm really not alone because you are here with me. So thank you for joining in today on this beautiful Saturday. Amen. After awesome week, long extended week, we need to have that every weekend, extended week. Leave work at 3 o'clock and then don't have to go back until Tuesday. I love stuff like that. You can take a mini vacation and just get some you time, right? Me time. So let's talk about what I've been talking about, so let's continue. The value of family traditions. I talked about how important it is to set a standard and to always have something for you as, you know, a family to do with your family members, whether it's movie night, whether it's Bible study on a Saturday night, whether it is every night or three times out of a week, you're going to cook and y'all going to break bread together. Come up with something creative that is conducive for the entire family, and even as even the small babies, let them be a part of this development, this creation of a family tradition, okay? I also mentioned that the effectiveness of this, how it brings you closer to one another, is so important to do things that causes unity, security, and love for your family members. Effective traditions promote a sense of identity. I said this earlier. I want to reiterate it for those who join. Effective traditions promote a sense of identity and a feeling of belonging. They also promote a feeling of safety and security within the family by providing a predictable and familiar experience. Family members have something to look forward to, which gives them a sense of assurance in a hectic, chaotic, dysfunctional, a brutality world at the state that we're in. You know what's going on. But guess what? In the home, they do not have to live in that world. They can live in a clean, loving, nurturing, harmonious environment that they can thrive in. Amen. They can mature and they can develop in. They can learn God in that environment. So regularly, we have to do this. We have to make sure that we put this in practice each and every week. Amen. If life happens, like I said earlier, be like, hey, we going, don't forget next week, we're back on our routine. I missed it. I was, you know, I had to do this, I had to do that, you had to do this, you had to do that. Whatever it was, let's get back on track. How do we practice the ideas, these traditions that you will create? Aim for a moderate number of traditions. Do not go crazy. Maybe put one or two into practice and build from that, right? As time go on, you can ask, y'all want to add more? So then you add new traditions to it, all right? Make sure that God is always included. I believe that we have to teach our children the power of prayer, the power of seeking the face of the Lord. I mentioned earlier, if he wasn't here, a lot of times we are going through a lot of issues, circumstances, and situations occurring in our life, and we don't like to share it, you know, because we feel our neighbors are nosy. We feel like people won't understand. We have all kinds of perceptions. But then who do you go to? And there's limited resources out here, because some of us have trust issues. So if we teach one another and encourage one another and reiterate the importance of going to God, opening up his word and applying the truth to our situation, amen, then we can thrive through it. Amen. We can get to the other side. We can react to it in a different way. We can, like, knock it off of our shoulder. Amen. We can stand strong and feel that we're victorious. Amen. Even a young child can be like, what? I got this. I can handle this. Because I've been in my prayer closet. I've been reading. We've been having Bible study. And I learned some things. Amen. Even if it's a topic, you know, on the prayer line, on last week and even this week, I believe, I'm going to continue. We've been talking about different families, and the first family we dealt with was Adam and Eve, and we were talking about Cain and Abel, what happened, how jealousy and envy stirred up in the body, the mind, and became something physical that caused Cain to slay his brother. He killed his brother. The oldest brother killed his younger brother. You know the story. Read Genesis chapter 4. And then join us this week on Breakfast for Our Soul, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, from 6 a.m. to 6:30. And again, I always tell people the Holy Spirit leads us and guides us. So sometimes we might be a little bit longer, but guess what? It's needed because we need food, spiritual food for spiritual development. And for more information, you can always go to our website, which is www.themorningglory.org, or check out our fan page on Facebook, which is The Morning Glory IVO Hope. right? The Morning Glory International Voice of Hope. That's what that is, okay? So let me get back to some ideas, making sure, again, that you do everything in moderation, set maybe one or two traditions. You can add new ones as you go along. Make sure God is included, whether it's praying together before y'all leave out, praying in the evening together, having Bible study once a week. Whatever God leads you to do, amen, these are just some suggestions. And then from time to time, evaluate your traditions. Are they being realistic? Are they helping anyone? Ask questions. Include your family members. Get their perception of what's going on, what's been happening for the last 3 months in the family. If it's not valuable and it's not producing fruit, then you might want to retweet it, you know, retweet it, go back, or you might want to give it some longer, because sometimes we don't see the beginning stages when the seeds were planted. You know, it takes some time for it to start harvesting. Okay? So let's do some stuff like that. And when I come back on next week, we're going to get into the common family traditions that we hear about, we know about, but how we can make it more fun. Amen. As we spend this time having our family fun. And let me tell you, before I leave, I would like for you to be a part of this awesome event that's coming up on the 17th. PIP, which is Radio Angels Baby, amen, PIP Woman Rock. You can also like her page on Facebook and the Voices of Hope. We are joining together and going out. We're going to have a flying kite day in the park. We're going to be at Central Park. For more information, again, go to our website, The Morning Glory, IVO Hope, and you will see the event page. Like it. We're going to be giving out 25 free flights. We're going to have cupcakes. We're going to have some frisbees. We're going to have an awesome time. We also have some volunteers. If you would like to volunteer, hit inbox me, Kim E. Underwood, on Facebook, and let me know that you would like to volunteer. It's going to be on July 17th. If you volunteer, get there at 11 a.m., and we're going to be there from 12 to 5 p.m. And immediately after that, there also is going to be in Central Park some jazz. So if you want to stay, this is some jazz with your family. This is something for the entire family. So please come out and support. Amen. Support the prayer ministries. Go on our website. Again, you can always join our fan page. Look at our fan page and you'll see what's going on. If you have a birthday, celebrating anything you would like for us to announce it here on the radio, please inbox us. We would love to celebrate with you. And again, if you're away, we thank God for your traveling mercies. If you are home, we just thank God for the hedge of protection that God is protecting you throughout the summer month. And I encourage you to continue to lift up Louisiana, lift up the families that are involved, lift up the nation as we continue to deal with police brutality. Amen. And I'm saying it because I am who I am. Amen. Police brutality. Amen. I never understood their training when they say that they have been trained to kill. And I grew up thinking that the police was on our side, came to protect us. So I might be wrong, and if you have a comment, you can always hit me up. We can have a debate. We can have a discussion, whatever, as long as we're respectful. You know our number here, 347-857-1295. Have an awesome, amazing weekend. Be safe. If you're driving on the roads, if you're just a passenger, tell them, please be safe. No reckless driving, okay? Let's be safe. Let's come back and continue as we talk about developing, creating these meaningful family traditions right here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. God bless you.
Check it out, y'all. I've
been counting my life.
I'm tired and I want to give up.
I've been wondering why.
Why is the world getting so crazy?
Still somehow I believe.
Come too far to die now.
Always survive.
If you're a survivor, get up. Let's get it.
Money.
Can't
give it a lie.
Fiction, not much bad.